Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Time now, 3:06 p.m. on a Friday, and we are going back to the show. I'm going straight to the phones right now. Wes Allen is a state representative, has been representing District 89, I believe it is, in the Alabama State House now for the last several years, and prior to that, he was the probate judge for Pike County. That makes him the chief election officer also for Pike County. He is currently running as a candidate for Secretary of State. So having said that introduction, glad to have him on the phone today. Representative Allen, how are you doing today?
Good, Senator. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing good, sir. Thank you. Hey, listen.
Yes, do we have a good connection? I know when a copper put me on, she said there was some background noise. Is it okay?
I think we're okay right now. Yeah, I can hear okay. You just fine. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I'm good.
All right, good to go. Well, listen, let me just jump right into the topic. I've spent the last half hour-ish talking about the fact that election integrity still matters. The voters care. Yep. It's a hot topic in every election, and technically it should be, but especially given the fact that in other venues around the nation, 2020 election cycle was, you know, to for the lack of a better term, was pretty janky. That being said, I mean, my perception is that Alabama's voting integrity and election integrity is pretty solid. We had a good turnout. We have voter ID. We had solid polls. But one story I wanted to ask you about, Mike Lindell, who I like Mike Lindell, but Mike Lindell has taken issue and claims that 100,000 votes in the Trumpiest of Trump states switched somehow. And so he's endorsed Jim Ziegler, claiming that Jim Ziegler will be the guy that will make it all right. And you came out and said just the opposite here recently. Tell me about that.
Well, Senator, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Yeah, you're right. I've been on the campaign trail since last May, campaigning for Secretary of State, and your election integrity matters to everybody that I've been speaking to because people are concerned. They saw what happened around the country, especially in these other states, especially Georgia and Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona. But as you said, Alabama has a good setup. We have a good system. It's safe, secure, open, and transparent. So we're very proud of what we've been able to do in Alabama, and I wish the rest of the country would follow our lead and do the things that we've done to protect our elections. And as to Mr. Lindell, listen, I commend him, and he has been – I'm with him. I'm standing and fighting and – to protect our elections. I've done it on the ground as a probate judge, as you mentioned earlier when you introed me. And so, you know, he's to be commended for fighting for fair, free, and open and transparent, secure elections. But, you know, I don't know where he got the 100,000 from. I mean, when I was a probate judge, Senator, you know, I appointed poll workers, trained poll workers, certified the machines, ordered the ballots, proofed the ballots, went to every precinct on election day, and made sure those poll workers had what they needed to conduct the election. And so as far as my perspective and my concern, I don't know where he's getting that, but from what I've seen, we do it right in Pike County and throughout the state of Alabama.
Well, so let me ask you one question about that dialogue, and I think you were on Jeff Poor's show not long ago, it was a few days ago, talking about this very thing.
Now, he
says it's not a matter – I mean, I know that sometimes mistakes happen. I'm going to ask you about something here in a minute that dealt with registrars. That's a whole different topic. Mm-hmm. He was saying that votes actually switched during the night, and you said there is no modem connection to the machines in Alabama. Am I correct?
You are correct, Senator. There's no modem in our machines or tabulating machines that we use. The good thing about Alabama is that we still have paper ballots. We're always going to have paper ballots. If I'm elected Secretary of State, we will never have a machine that is connected to the internet or able to be connected to the internet. And the only plug in that machine is the one that goes into the wall for the electricity. And I just don't know how that would flip votes during the night. I don't know where he's getting that.
Well, I don't either. It's not like I'm not willing to see when there's a problem, but in this particular case, I can't call that a problem, especially when you consider that, like, for instance, I'm up here near the 4th Congressional District in Alabama, which had the highest per capita Trump vote of any congressional district in the entire nation. So what he's saying he's mad about had no impact on the election, even if it were true. So I'm just questioning where it's all coming from.
Right. And listen, Senator, you know, you've been around in the legislative process and looking at local politics and local elections for a long time. The good thing about Alabama is that on election night, unless it's a very, 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 very close election, you're going to know who wins and loses on election night through the unofficial results. And so it's I'm proud of my work as a probate judge running elections and proud of those poll workers and what they do and the circuit clerks and the sheriffs, what they do. You know, so we've got a good system.
Well, so let me ask you this. One of the things that does happen, and as an attorney, I said on the show earlier, I have actually been the attorney to help fight issues related to ballots that were not counted that should have been because the registrars did not count people in their districts correctly. And we won the case. Well, I take it back. We won the case, lost the election, because when we opened the ballots that we had rightfully had back in, some of them went to the opponent. But nonetheless, we got the votes counted. So that being said, there's a big deal happening right now in Etowah County where Mac Butler, who I think you know Mac, is running for his old seat. Actually, it's a new seat because they redrew the lines. And the registrars apparently had thousands of potential voters in Etowah County in the wrong district. And the only reason why he found out about it was when his sister went to vote absentee and her brother's name was not on the ballot she was given. Your thoughts on registrars and all that?
So I'm assuming that Mr. Butler, Mac's sister, got the wrong ballot style when she went to go vote absentee, because sometimes in different counties, obviously you've got different lines that come into different neighborhoods, and so the election is set up to give the specific voter a specific style of ballot, and every county is different by how they're set up as far as the different legislative lines, school board lines, counties. Commission lines, you know the drill. You understand that, Phil. But listen, it takes some very dedicated employees, board of registrars, to make sure that all that data is inputted correctly. Of course, they've got to have the correct data as well and the correct lines to make sure that when they're inputting in the computer system to overlay it, to make sure we've got the right ballots in the correct voters' hands. And so that's very important. And I think I saw maybe in that article that, you know, the probate judge and circuit clerk and everybody involved was very responsive in trying to get that thing corrected. And I'm glad that they did.
Yeah. Well, I am too, because when you realize thousands are out of place, I mean, the election that I had to contest as an attorney, she only lost by one vote. This could have been a landslide in the wrong direction, but, well, let me listen before we get lost on time here. I want to just ask you one more question. Yesterday, I think it was yesterday, Governor Ron DeSantis down in Florida announced that he had signed a new piece of legislation that was going to strengthen the penalties for voter fraud and provide an increased level of enforcement capability in his Secretary of State's office for election integrity. Do you see a need for that in Alabama? Would you support something like that, like an enforcement arm of your particular office, should you be the Secretary of State? What do you think?
Well, yeah, I saw that headline where Governor DeSantis, and by the way, he's been on a roll down there in Florida,
doing
some very good things. But sure, we need to take a look at everything within our disposal to make sure that we can punish people that seek to disenfranchise people that are voters that go to the polls and try to steal their votes. And so we need to make sure we have enforcement arms, and I know right now it's obviously with the local DAs and with the AG's office, but I think there are some things that the Secretary of State's office can do to make sure that, voter fraud does not go on, and if it does, it is punished. And we need to make sure that those people that seek to participate in voter fraud and so forth are punished to the letter of the law. And I think I saw a headline out of somewhere recently where somebody tried to register to vote a senator that lived outside of a city limit, and they tried to vote in a city election. And so, it's one of those issues that we must protect voter integrity.
Well, couldn't agree more. Well, listen, in the minute and a half or so we got left, Representative yeah. Allen, go ahead and tell us, what's your sense of the campaign? I mean, you got you're down to 2.5 weeks to the primary. What's your sense of things? Yeah. How's it going?
Yeah, we're a little less than our, I think it was 4 weeks last Tuesday. So we are in the home stretch and we've got the foot on the gas, and we've been all over the campaign trail this week. And matter of fact, we're headed back to Troy now, and we've been working hard today, but we feel good about where we are, Senator. Listen, we've been out on the trail and visiting with voters, and we've been hearing their concerns about election security and integrity. And I don't think there's anybody else in this race who has been a chief elections official besides me, who has run elections on the ground as a probate judge, and who has been a state legislator that has fought for election integrity. I sponsored and passed a bill to ban curbside voting last year, which Governor Ivey signed into law. I sponsored and passed the bill to prohibit the private funding, those Zuck bucks, as we've heard, the Zuckerberg dollars that poured into these blue states and even poured into Alabama and seven counties. And I don't believe that private money should be purchasing our equipment, purchasing our ballots, or paying our salaries. That is a core function of our government, and we can take care of it and we can do it. So there's nobody else that has fought for election integrity and election security and done it on the job. And that is me and my campaign. That's what we're campaigning on. And I just ask people for their vote on May the 24th, Wes Allen for Secretary of State.
Well, there you have it. And in alphabetical order, you got the benefit of being the A and your opponent's a Z. So there, so there's that. All right.
That's right. First on
well,
the ballot.
Representative Wes Allen, we appreciate you. Thanks for taking time with us today. And we'll keep track of the campaign, and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much, Senator. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Take care. All right. That was right, State bye-bye. Representative Wes Allen, who is not just a state representative, but he's also been the probate judge, which makes him a chief election officer for Pike County, Alabama, and serving in the state house, now running for the Alabama Secretary of State's position being vacated by our term-limited current Secretary, John Merrill. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.